Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, and this was first broadcast on Sunday, July 21st, 2024, and we bring you the latest from the world of amateur radio in VK7. This week, joining you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. Tune in as we share updates and insights across VK7, broadcast through an array of platforms and frequencies, on DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, managed by Clayton, VK7ZCR. On medium and high frequency rebroadcast, thanks to our dedicated operators, on 1.620 MHz by Graham, VK7GS, 3.670 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH, 7.140 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD, and 14.130 MHz by Dale, VK7DG, and 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT. And on UHF, CB Channel 24 in the Hobart area, hosted by Mark, VK7FMAC. If you missed today's broadcast, then you can catch up on the replay on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in northern Tasmania and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 in southern VK7. And thanks for tuning in and enjoy the broadcast. And VK7 Amateur Radio News, we welcome VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. The VK7 Amateur Radio News team welcomes Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Nick has volunteered to become a newsreader and replaces Rick, VK7RI, who's heading to VK6. Nick is a well-known host of NTARC's Wednesday night test and technet sessions and is a creator of the Centenary, or the CENT, QRP 1-watt 80-meter transmitter that was created to celebrate the VK7 centenary of amateur radio in VK7. The CENT is also featured in the VKQRP Club's magazine, Low Key Edition 158. Welcome, Nick, and we look forward to hearing you on the broadcast, 73 VK7 Amateur Radio News team. And Tassie Ham Econ, innovation in amateur radio bookings now open. The Tassie Ham Conference is happening on the 2nd and 3rd of November 2024 and is being held at the Sir Stanley Burberry Theatre on the Sandy Bay campus of the University of Tasmania. The big news is that the 2024 event is fully catered. There will be endless tea, coffee and other beverages, morning and afternoon teas, lunch on Sunday and morning teas and lunch on Sunday, provided as a part of the conference fee. On the Friday night, we will be holding a pre-conference social gathering barbecue at the Reist Club Rooms, and then Saturday and the first half of Sunday is a fun-filled conference of presentations and activities centred around the theme of innovation in amateur radio. The presentations are almost fully filled with overseas, interstate and local presenters on many innovations in amateur radio. Take a look at the conference website for more information. And we have also locked in some great sponsors and some very impressive raffle prizes. Watch the Tassie Ham Econ web pages for more details as they come to hand. 73 from the Tassie Ham Econ Organising Committee. And statewide news, the QSL update report from Herman, VK7HW, the manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And the updated list of QSL cards, as held on the 12th of July, is in the email edition of the broadcast. And if you're a member of a radio club and there are QSL cards for you listed in the email version, then please let Herman know and he will send the cards via your club. This saves postage, especially if there is only one or two QSL cards for you. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman via email, and that's Herman at ozemail, ozemail.com.au. And 73 from Herman, the VK7HW, the WIA manager of the VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And statewide news, the Thursday night SSTV nets. Another busy net night that saw the following participants: VK7's DBX, ZGK, ZAB, OO, TW, EV, ZSB and KT, all sharing over 40 photos. The main theme of pets and wildlife and the highlights were pet cats soaking up energy from the heater and a laptop keyboard, an inquisitive emu, majestic eagle circling, AI-generated ancient forests with Tassie devil, thylacine bat, small marsupials, dinosaur, and Jesus with a tiger and kangaroo. on the seabed with a trilobite. Murals of Muscovy and Mallard ducks in Launceston and the actual subjects wandering around. Murals lining the Leake Street Tunnel in London. A outdoor reflective sphere, a pea curl or a street side urinal. HQ and EH Holden's police cars and a laundry delivery bike. Analog cellular phones and a 40-year-old HF rig. A few dad jokes and 73 from an octopus with a flag. Remember Ken VK7KRJ and Steve VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. Also, if you missed the net, there are archives of all SSTV nights. The photos can be seen on Ken and Steve's SSTV websites or the NTARC website under blogs and arranged as weekly nets. And there is no suggested theme for next week's net. 73 from Andre VK7ZAB. And news from the Northwest, the Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club meeting. The next club meeting will be commencing at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday, the 3rd of August 2024, at our usual venue, which is the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. And afternoon tea will also be held. Members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell, and club rooms are open until 6 p.m. for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea will be appreciated. We have tea, coffee, etc. available for members and guests, and visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell or have been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. 73 from Eric of EK7EV, the news officer of NWTARC. And news from the north, the SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. until 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. And to keep us legal, you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, and last Wednesday's technical night certainly brought with it an eclectic selection of equipment. Ross VK7ALH brought in a valve tester model TVT made by Universal Graham Instruments Proprietary Limited in Sydney, much smaller and more portable than the AVO 2 style of tester. In fact, fairly similar in size to the Patton Electric VCTV valve tester, which was part of Lionel VK7ZLB's AVO and valve tester presentation a couple of weeks ago. Ross's unit covers a wide variety of valves and is in excellent condition with no signs of corrosion on the case or front panel. One thing that is annoying is that even the company's operational instruction book and circuit diagrams do not specify any dates. So the nearest I can assume is circa 1960. This was another excellent example of equipment to complement Lionel's earlier presentation. It is amazing what you can find when digging for information. For example, according to the Electronics Today International September 1986 edition, University Graham Instruments and Patton Electric combined in 1986 and became University Patton Instruments, or UPI. I wonder if that's why I thought they were similar between the two testers. Lionel VK7ZLB bought in a three-position coaxial antenna switch sold under the name of Workman CX3. As an additional feature, apart from three possible antenna switch positions, it also came with an off or open circuit position. The specifications rate it to 1,000 watts and good to 30 megs. Have a good look at the pictures and we'll let you be the judge, hi. On a positive note, it did have pretty good grade panel mount SO239 connectors, a solid machined aluminium knob for antenna selection, and a case that had no sharp edges to cut yourself on. What more could you ask for? Thank you, Lionel, for a glimpse into the cost-effective world. Peter VK7KPC brought in an antique cell and battery tester. destined to eventually bolster Lionel's collection, this little handheld tester was manufactured by Master Instruments Sydney circa 1960s. This model MBT-11 had a full metal enclosure that is finished in the classic black crinkle finish of the time. With its 10-position rotary selector, it can measure cells and batteries up to 150 volts, but more importantly, you also have the ability to select an internal load, an external load, or no load applied to the cell and batteries when making a voltage measurement. This is a very neat and functional feature. It is certainly going to a good home. Thanks also to Peter for bringing along his Raspberry Pi 400, installing it and managing to download a suitable Linux version of Discord and getting everything working on the club's large monitor. We can now retire the laptop that had its liquid crystal display completely destroyed courtesy of the club room's break-in a while ago. This will certainly simplify accessing Discord and the YouTube streams. There have been quite a few requests as to whether the club rooms would be opened up to watch the Reist presentation on My Life in the Lighthouse service with Mike VK7FB. The 7th of August is not a normal Wednesday technical night, but seeing who the presenter is going to be and the topic to be covered, it's a no-brainer. Club room doors open at 7 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. mobile phones will be put on silent and we will cross to the live presentation on the Reist YouTube channel. So rather than sit at home watching, feel free to come along and watch it on the large screen TV in a distraction and stress-free environment. See you there. Now for a quick stop press that came in via snail mail. On a congratulatory note, it is nice to see a VK7 call sign in the recent edition of the Low Key, the journal of the VKQRP Club, and it was in relation to the QRP Hours 80-metre contest held in April this year. Peter, VK7KPC, featured in the CW section and obtained an equal second place, with contacts being made into VK3 and VK5, and evidently conditions were very poor with background noise floors of S7 to S9 in some areas. Peter used his In the Progress of Being Refurbished Raycool SimCow on low power into an MFJ 80-metre N-fed antenna for the competition. Considering all contacts were QRP, well done, Peter. Unfortunately, I believe this one doesn't come with a certificate. As always, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast and up-and-coming events, Testnet and Technet sessions every Wednesday, a Testnet CW course on 3.850 MHz from 7 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., then a Testnet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. until about 8 p.m. Your host for the evening will be Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. And coffee mornings held every Friday in the NTARC clubroom. Time is from 10 a.m. until noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. So why not pop in, check the QSL cards, and join us for a cuppa. There's endless tea or coffee, along with biscuits available for a donation. Clubroom's technical night session. The next session will be on Wednesday the 31st of July and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the Clubroom's Archer Street, Rochalie. Finally, a reminder to all those members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, the Secretary of NTARC Inc. And news from the South, the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania August presentation, My Life in the Lighthouse Service with Mike, VK7FB. And to coincide with the International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend, the ILLW, Reist's August presentation night will be a wonderful wander through the life of Mike Jenner, VK7FB, and focus on his time with the Lighthouse Service. Mike was lighthouse keeper on 4 of Tasmania's lighthouses, and Mike will take us through his experience in words, pictures and video. A huge thank you to you, Mike, and this will be a fascinating insight into life when lighthouses had people stationed at the actual lighthouses to look after and maintain the lights. See you 7th of August 2024 from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. And the presentation will also be streamed via the REST YouTube streaming channel. 73 from the West Committee. And August Forum Night, DX Chasing. This forum night will focus on chasing that DX contact, rare, not rare, or just extending your signal's distance. Did you know DX literally means long distance? And is please bring your experience, skills, equipment that you use to get your signal even further around the globe. It will be held at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30 p.m. and will be streamed. Come along with your stories of that DX contact. Bring along your reward certificates, special DX hardware and software, and show them to the eager forum crowd. Be prepared to share your experience, special tricks of the trade, and DX methodology. 7:30 p.m. Wednesday, the 14th of August 2024 in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed. See you there from the REST Committee. And September Presentation Night, visit to the Channel Men Shed. REST members have been invited to the CMS and the huge facility filled with metal, wood, plastics, electronics and amateur radio tools. They even have a huge commercial kitchen where they prepare meals for Kingston Helping Hands. We have been invited to for a guided tour of the shed and a sausage sizzle, $2 a snag. There are many of their members who are also members of REST, and they are keen to show off their impressive facilities. See you there from 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday, the 4th of September 2024 at 24 Van Morey Road, Margate. If you need a ride, let a committee member know and we'll organise a lift down to Margate. 73 from the REST Committee. And September Forum Night, Surviving the Zombie Apocalypse. This forum night will focus on the role of amateur radio when the apocalypse hits. How prepared are we as an amateur radio operator for when the extreme weather event happens, like the 1859 Carrington event? Power's off for extended periods of time, HF propagation is poor, FPOS doesn't work, internet not available, mobile phones and communication systems fail. Sounds a bit like Friday. It was being held at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30 p.m. and will be streamed. Come along with your show and tell, batteries, solar panel charging systems, generators, emergency radios, emergency power solutions. Bring your stories of fighting off the zombie apocalypse cargo style. And be prepared to share your experiences, special tricks of the trade and zombie folklore. 7:30 p.m. Wednesday the 11th of September 2024 in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed. See you there, 73 from the REST Committee. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Wednesday Experimenters Group. Well, last Wednesday night, we started the DATV broadcast with a big congratulations to our first VK7 Mountain Goat Stewart, VK7 FADZ. Stewart got to the 1,000 points with 106 summits for a total of 1,009 points, made up from 925 summit points and 84 bonus winter points. We then took a look at the ATU controller for the Kenwood MAT100 ATU with built-in power SWR meter, and Justin VK7TW showed the timing of the tuning sequence and the circuit using a 555 to create a monostable oscillator to provide the tuning sequence for the ATU. We then demonstrated a CW Academy tool called V-Band, and Justin gave an on-screen demo with a straight key and a keyer with the V-Band interface. We took a look at the latest VKQRP Club magazine Low Key, and we then finished off with a Tassie Ham Econ promo, space weather report and future presentations and forums. This Wednesday night, people start arriving at around 6 p.m. and many bring their dinner to enjoy. Please note that there will be no DATV streaming or broadcast this week, but we'll get back to streaming next week. There will still be much discussion, experimenting, playing, talking, drinking coffee and tea, serious cunning plan development and general amateur radio shenanigans and world problem solving in the club room. So it will be good to see you there. 73 from the WEGS. And REST Training and Assessment Update. Foundation Training and Assessment Days are held every 2 months. Standard Advanced and Regulations License Assessments held on the alternate months. Dates can be found on the REST Events page. And the up-and-coming assessment dates for standard advanced and regulation licensed assessment days are Saturdays, the 27th of July 2024, 28th of September and the 30th of November. And the foundation licensed training and assessment days are the 24th of August and the 26th of October. For bookings, queries and questions, email reist.assessor@gmail.com. And this email is forwarded to the learning organiser who will respond to all requests. Next standard advanced and regulations licence assessment day is Saturday the 27th of July 2024 from 10 a.m. And please inform the team ASAP with via email at reist.assessor@gmail.com or by calling Reg Emmett, VK7KKR Reist Learning Organiser, on 0417 391607. Foundation licence training videos. These are being updated to reflect the new class licence arrangements available on the Reist YouTube training and assessment playlists. Additional resources, check out the WIA Foundation Trial Exam. 73 from Reg, VK7KK. And we move to technical news. A milestone as UWA's Terranet captures laser signals from a satellite. The University of Western Australia Network of Optical Ground Stations, specialising in high-speed space communications, dubbed Terranet, as in T-E-R-A-N-E-T, has successfully received laser signals from a German satellite in low Earth orbit, paving the way for a thousand-fold increase in communication bandwidth between space and Earth. The Terranet ground stations use lasers instead of traditional wireless radio signals to transfer data between satellites in space and Earth and users on Earth. Wireless radio technology has been used to communicate from space since the launch of the first satellites nearly 70 years ago. So as the number of satellites in space has grown, with each new satellite capability of generating more data, there is now a critical space bottleneck in getting data back to Earth. Laser communications is well suited to solving these problems, as laser operates at much higher frequencies than radio, so much more data, thousands of gigabits, can be packed into every second. But the downside is that laser signals can be interrupted by clouds and rain. The Terranet team is mitigating this downside by establishing a network of three ground stations spread across Western Australia, one at UWA, one at Mingenew Space Precinct, and one mobile ground station at the European Space Agency's New Norcia facility, which means that if cloudy in one ground station, the satellite can download its data to another site with clear skies. In addition, the mobile ground station is built on the back of a custom-built Jeep truck, and this means that it can be rapidly deployed to sites that need ultra-fast space communications, such as remote communities where traditional communication links have been cut off due to natural disasters. The Terranet team has now successfully received laser signals from OSIRIS-V1, a laser communication payload from the German Aerospace Centre that is installed in the flying laptop satellite. The signals were detected by two of the Terranet ground stations during a flyby of the satellite on the 11th of July. This demonstration is a critical first step in establishing a new generation space communications network across Western Australia, said the Terranet team leader, Associate Professor Sasha Swendy, and from the UAA node at the International Centre of Radio Astronomy Research, ICRAR. The next step includes joining this network to other optical ground stations currently being developed in Australia and across the world. Terranet will support multiple international space missions operating between low Earth orbit and the Moon, using both conventional optical communication standards and more advanced optical technologies, including deep space communication, ultra-high speed coherent communication, quantum secured communication, and optical positioning and timing. High-speed laser communication from space is, meanwhile, expected to revolutionise the data transfer for Earth observation satellites, enhance and secure military communication networks, and bolster secure remote operations for sectors such as autonomous mining operations and disaster response. And that was sourced from the Critical Comms web e-zine. And regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, the Sewing Circle Net daily 3.640 MHz, commencing at 6:30 PM AEST. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAFRJG from 7:30 PM. In the north and northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55-7 MHz, and in the south, VK7RAF 146.650-600 kHz, CTCSS tone of 141.3 Hz to link RAF north-south. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callbacks on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area, then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B, stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, and southern stations on the even minute. Reist WAGS Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the Reist Clubrooms, Queen's Domain, and the Reist WEGS, the Wednesday Experimenters group from around 6 PM in the Reist Clubrooms, Queen's Domain. SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna group meets Mondays and Fridays 10:30 and to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Testnet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday night. Testnet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 to 7:30 PM and TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 PM until 8:30 PM. NTARC Coffee Mornings held every Friday in the NTARC Clubrooms. Time is from 10 AM until noon in the Rochalie Clubrooms. And Northwest VK7 Wednesday from 8 PM local, the Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group on 2 metres, VK7RMD and node 56780. Northwest VK7 Thursday commencing at 8:30 PM local, the Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX net on 144.190 upper sideband. And events, NTARC, August the 3rd, club meeting from 1:30 PM at the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. Reist, August the 7th, my life as a lighthouse keeper with Mike, VK7FB, from 7:30 PM in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms and via the Reist YouTube streaming channel. Reist, August the 14th, DX Chasing Forum from 7:30 PM, Queen's Domain Clubroom and streamed. And Reist, September the 4th, Reist's visit to the Channel Men's Shed and Sausage Sizzle, 24 Van Morey Road, Margate, from 6:30 PM. And Reist, September the 11th, Surviving the Apocalypse, Radio Preppers MCOM Forum, from 7:30 PM, Queen's Domain Clubrooms, and streamed. And VK, November the 2nd and 3rd, the Tassie Ham Conference, Innovation in Amateur Radio, Sandy Bay Campus, UTAS. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader is VK7PD. Repeaters Reist NTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX, JH and DC. 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7JGD, 40 metres VK7DG, 20 metres VK7TPE, 10 metres VK7VKT, UHF CB24, VK7FMAC, and DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That wraps up this week's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. We hope you found it informative and enjoyable, and you have been listening to VK7 Whiskey India. Or if you've just tuned in, you've just missed our live broadcast, but don't worry. You can catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday nights at 8 PM on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 in the South. We encourage you to share your news, stories and updates with us, and email contributions can be sent to VK7ARNews, all one word, at gmail.com. And for more information about the broadcast and to join the discussion, visit our VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. And remember, the deadline for submissions is 2100 on Friday before the Sunday broadcast. Stay tuned for callbacks on the frequency you're currently listening to. Relay stations will use their own call sign during that time. On behalf of the entire VK7 Amateur Radio News team, this is Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers, wishing you 73, stay safe and have a fantastic week.